This episode of So What Do We Do is sponsored by FaxZero.com. Send faxes online.
That's right. And if you click the Fax Congress button right on the main page of FaxZero, you can send a free fax to your congressperson or a senator. Faxes can get through when phone calls don't. And you don't have to use a phone.
Thank you.
To heck with the phone.
To heck with it. Thank you, FaxZero.com. And now, the podcast.
Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me, some choose to be enabling this mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me. So what do we do?
Hello and welcome to So What Do We Do?
I'm Storm, gardener for freedom.
And I am Angela Azer, a genderless being of pure light.
Nice.
Today's episode is called Give Me a Call. Call me. Call me maybe. Maybe that would work.
Yeah.
Was that?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh.
Nothing. I was gonna make a lame joke, and that little bit of tripping saved me from it.
Are you okay? Are you safe?
I'm fine. I'm in the storm bunker here in Black Mold Studios in the basement of my home, which has been raided for nuclear fallout, zombie hordes, and white nationalists.
That's good. I am of the anxiety variety, especially, and also it's just super, everything is bad, but let's do what my therapist says to do, which is do our breathing and think about some happy things every once in a while. Take a little break here on So What Do We Do and think about the new Wonder Woman movie, because that's what I'm really excited about.
I am so excited to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I so seldom see movies, but I did go to see the latest Guardians of the Galaxy, which was awesome. And I got so excited during the Wonder Woman trailer that I was a little bummed that wasn't what was on.
Yeah.
That disappointment disappeared very quickly because Guardians 2 was excellent. But have you seen it yet?
I've seen Guardians. I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
I also haven't watched a lot of the trailers, but I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about what I'm pretty sure would be the best possible situation in the Wonder Woman movie if we had any ideas. Like, for example, I think it would be cool if Wonder Woman could talk to animals and got them all on her side, and then maybe there was a big fight with, like, squirrels and deer and cats and stuff, and they're all backing Wonder Woman up.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to build on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to yes and. And then, like, she teaches all those animals to play instruments of
yes.
different sorts.
Yes.
And they go out and spread the gospel of kicking ass.
Yeah.
And righteousness just throughout the world for people and animals. And
their album is called The Gospel of Kicking Ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's canon for the Wonder Woman universe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's. I think that's. I'm pretty sure I saw that in the trailer.
Yeah,
something
I'm
like
pretty
it.
Sure. And then all the animals have capes. They have like little bitty capes on.
Yeah, you know, I don't care for squirrels, but a squirrel in a cape would be damn cute.
Don't care for squirrels. Oh, Storm.
It's kind of personal.
Okay, that's all right. Because you're a gardening man?
No. They're a little bit of a pest in the garden, but they actually got into the roof of our house and caused a bit of damage up there, chewing on wires and stuff.
If Wonder
cool
Woman
now.
Had taught them
we ended
how
up
to
basically,
fight, they wouldn't have been that menace.
What's that?
If Wonder Woman had taught them how to fight and be courteous.
Yes. Perhaps we had more contact with Wonder Woman, we could have learned her ways and how to best handle squirrels without having to clad one's entire roof in metal.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not the whole thing, just the parts where they chew through. You know, they can chew through like PVC and pressure-treated lumber. I did not know that.
I think Wonder Woman will probably utilize that when they are working for her. But you don't want to be on the wrong side of Wonder Woman, so it all makes sense.
No. No, I don't think so. We'll find out after seeing that movie.
Yeah, maybe she's the bad guy. We'll find out.
Not on this one. I think that's the third movie where there's the crisis of conscience and soul.
But oh, okay.
This is the awesome one because they're like, hey, here's an origin story, and hard to go wrong.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you ready to get into the news storm?
I am ready. I am ready. I think we both know where this is going.
Yeah.
He said to Angela, sitting in her home, I presume in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start with, I can't help but to reiterate, this is not normal. Like, we're doing this every week, and I do the news every day, but this is far from normal, and it's sad that saying, well, going back to the Trump-Russia investigation would feel that way. So I'm going to preface all of this with that.
Yeah.
A bunch has happened. Trump was overseas, which slowed down some of the circus. Also, the fact that there is now the special prosecutor that's put something of a damper. But two headlines that jutted out is that Trump had asked the intelligence chiefs to push back against the FBI collusion probe after Comey revealed its existence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a headline from the Post. And then Jared Kushner, now a focus in Russia investigation. And those things probably go together, that while Trump is away, basically they started digging in. And it's nothing earth shattering is happening right now, but that's what's going on with it. And it still continues to churn. Angela, sir, I don't know if you want to keep your offsets, because that nothing really horrible happened there.
I'll go ahead and start, because I'm excited about these. I asked my husband to tell me the names he'd given to all the neighborhood cats. And so, because on our street here, there are just a lot of cats that just kind of wander around. It's pretty safe. And they're all very delightful. And they all love him, because he's lived here for a long time and is basically the Wonder Woman of cats.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So let's see. I'll start with Franklin. Who is named Franklin because he's always frightened. I don't know exactly how that makes sense, but, you know, he's very sweet. He's scared of most people, but, of course, Rich can pet him. But he's friendly to cats. He's got one eye, and he's black, and he's just so beautiful. He's a beautiful cat, but he'll watch from afar.
Yes, sort of the once or twice removed guardian-type cat.
Yes.
Well, Benjamin Franklin was famously skittish. That is not true. It's not true.
He was always like, oh, gosh, like that. He's like, oh, I'm going to make an almanac. Oh, or not, if you don't want me to. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, should I fly this flag? No, not a flag. Kite? No, I can't fly the kite.
Mm-mm.
Yet he flew the kite and discovered electricity single-handedly. No one had suspected electricity was there before.
And there was a turkey there. That's why he wanted the turkey to be the national bird. Because a turkey gave him the idea to fly the kite.
You get a lot of good ideas from turkey. And it's a pavo in Spanish, by the way.
Oh, okay.
El pavo. Yeah. I've been studying Spanish.
That's awesome.
Here's a bit of resistance to putting party above country. It is that half of an eighth grade class from New Jersey refuses to pose with Speaker Ryan. I know that's not exactly storming the Bastille, but more and more, it's these public demonstrations, often spontaneous, that do send a signal that, like, hey, it's not okay, this is not normal, and we're going to tell you so, maybe. And you should feel ashamed, even if you don't.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
That's some good stuff. All right, ready to dive back into the cootie stuff?
Yeah, let's just do it.
All right. These three headlines fall under this heading that this is Trump cozying up to autocrats, not just Putin, as he pushes away liberal democracy allies, as in the people who have been our allies since basically World War II. And these three headlines are Trump praised Philippines Duterte for unbelievable job on drugs. And that is the unbelievable job that involved an estimated 8,000 plus extrajudicial killings.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Good stuff. Second headline, is the U.S. going to let Erdogan's goons get away with beating up protesters, which I believe we highlighted last week?
Mm-hmm.
And the third is Merkel, as in Angela.
Yeah.
Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
Germany can no longer fully rely on the United States. And together, that is... No, this is not haphazard. It doesn't seem to be this praise for not just those who are autocratic, but who have this kind of ethnic nationalist view, this carving off of the world away from what is often put down as globalism. And I think that's a whole topic unto itself. But that's something that has really, on Trump's foreign trip, come out of it. It's an emerging pattern that fits his sputterings and rhetoric of the past, 5 years or so. What do you got, Angelazer?
Oh, boy. All right. So there's a cat named Tiny Head.
I already like Tiny Head.
Tiny Head is gray. He has this beautiful long gray fur and this tiny little head. And they're very fuzzy. And they're one of the many cats in the neighborhood that do this where Rich will go pet them. And I'm not that as good at petting cats, which is has a lot of experience, so I won't pet the cat, but then the cat will come over to me and just like rub against my legs, just like, by the way, you messed up by not petting me. It's time. This is what happens. And I really like that because I get some cat love.
Totally. Well, cats got their own thing, you know. I wonder if you could have like a cat petting championship and what that would look like.
That sounds so good, Storm.
Right? Like you have a house, like an old Victorian house with a bunch of rooms and with cameras everywhere. And the championship is basically that you'd have a point scale. Like if a cat just sort of rubs up against your leg, that's 1 point.
Yeah.
If a cat allows you to just give it an all-over scritching, that's 3 points. Belly rub, 5. Mm-hmm. Hops on your lap, 6. Jumps into your arms, 10. And then you, over the period of an hour, whomever has had the most interactions, and you're disqualified if you force the cat.
Like, right.
You're just done. You're just done.
Yeah.
So I think we should do that.
I think we should definitely do that. That sounds like possible. I mean, you could even do it like as a scavenger hunt type situation in my neighborhood because like there's just so many cats. But they're only going to approach you if they know that you're good. You know, they're very smart.
Yeah. Mark down Cat Pet Championship as one of our future projects.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put it in the doc.
Cool. Oh, Tiny Head. Okay.
A Tiny Head, yeah.
I feel refreshed. And we can go into what it truly dark stuff.
Yeah.
And there are two more headlines, and they are related. Two bundles of stuff. The first one is under tacit approval of political violence in Trump's America.
Mm-hmm.
And this is two headlines. The first, Republican candidate charged with assault after body slamming Guardian reporter. And the second headline, Greg Gianforte, Montana Republican, captures House seat despite assault charge. And I'd be surprised if anyone hadn't heard about this. And probably also a lot of its aftermath, but it bears noting just that it's no longer just this talk that can be written off. And of course, there are apologists saying, "Oh, well, it's just either he deserved it," which no,
yeah,
or that it was a one-off and all the else. But it's simply we should be shocked by it, and it is certainly directly against the press, but just normalizing violence and saying that's all right. That's all right. Like, it's not. So that's the first part of what we have here.
Yeah.
Have an offset, or do you want to just go for it and power through?
Let's get through. Let's get through.
Okay. And the second one, and again, I believe that these are of a whole, is that white nationalist violence in America is rising.
Yeah.
And I have 5 headlines.
Oh, gosh.
And they kind of go together. Man shouting anti-Muslim slurs fatally stabs 2 men in the U.S. Second headline, Portland knife attack. White supremacist ranted online before double killing. Third is an opinion piece. The U.S. has a homegrown terrorist problem, and it's coming from the right. The fourth one is a resistance item, campaign for men stabbed defending Muslim woman on train raises $800,000. There were actually three people who were stabbed and that two died.
Yeah.
And the last is Portland knife attack, tension high as free speech rally set for weekend, as in next weekend. And Angelizer, I have been thinking about you and our other friends in Portland during this, and am wondering, how do you feel right now? What does it feel like there?
It's awful. It's real, real bad. When I started hearing that news is that it could have been my friends. Like, there are so many of my friends that could have been standing up to this guy on the train. And it's just horrifying. It's like super horrifying. There was a vigil that night and the next night, which is really great. There's a rally scheduled, like a counter protest scheduled this weekend. And that's nice. Oregon is weird because it has this very, people think of Portland as like a Portlandia liberal paradise, but you know, you get 2 miles out of our city and it is white nationalism, like crazy. Mm. It's a place where a lot of people came because they wanted to not be around people of color, which is kind of wacky. And, we just don't talk about it that much. It's not great. I'm not happy about what's happening, and it's very, very scary. And I don't like not feeling safe, and I'm trying really hard to not act as if I am scared, because that is the point of terrorism, mm-hmm. obviously. But it's troubling. I am encouraged by the people who are not allowing hate to dictate what happens in our city and how we act and how we act towards each other.
No, I'm so sorry that that you have to deal with that where you live right now.
It's happening like where everybody lives too.
It's blossoming.
Yeah.
Where you are. And no, I agree that it's something that, of course, you feel fear when a thing happens, but it's not just how you react individually, but how people come together collectively, like you were saying, the rally. And I feel like that can be so positive. That said, I think that it's important to be in public, like after the attacks in Manchester. Mm-hmm. That people coming out together and showing we're unified, we're together, we're not going to be cowed by this, is so important. We'll see what happens with it's Richard Spencer and the white nationalists who are coming, had been planning to be there that weekend anyway.
Yeah.
And that there will be the Antifa people there as well. If it becomes about violence, that I don't think that's positive. That's all that we'll be focused on.
Yeah.
And
we've got some anarchists here are pretty into destroying stuff. So I'm not looking forward to all of that happening. But the best thing I think in my mind is I'm just really glad that white folks in Portland are standing up for people of color and not allowing this white nationalist narrative to just be a thing that we accept. It's still like I just don't like it. Storm, I'm gonna say it right now. I don't like violence.
that's a real bold statement. That I'm gonna stand with you on that. And just gotta say no to violence. And you know, and I also feel like, you know, white nationalism is not white people.
Yeah.
Like I'm semi white. Depends on where I am and who I'm around.
Yeah.
But that, you know, I think that's an important thing too to recognize.
Yeah, especially for us as white people, not like to be like, well, not all, but more like, let's remember that we can dictate our own narrative by our actions.
Yeah, it's a specific thing where mm-hmm. you're acting on bigoted and/or racist beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Justifying it however you can, but the net effect is either suppressing or committing acts of violence against those that you deem to be lesser.
You know,
so,
I think
and across,
yeah,
yeah.
I was just going to say, I think we could all learn from Orange Cat, a cat that lives in our neighborhood, if you're ready.
Tell us about Orange Cat.
So Orange Cat is a cat that's orange, and he is the friendliest cat in the world. And the cat that lives in my house, Patrick Mewert, is the unfriendliest cat in the world. And Orange Cat just wants to be friends and will continue to try being friends with Patrick, even though Patrick is a bit of a dick. And I'm glad that Orange Cat keeps trying. He just wants friends. Just really
you know
nice.
What? We do all need to be Orange Cat. Yeah. And, you know, I was out in the country again this weekend.
Yeah.
Just enjoying it and, you know, never got into any political discussions, but was definitely around people who I know had different political views. And you know what? Everyone was pleasant to one another. And I don't mean we're just normalizing what's crazy kind of way.
Yeah.
But the building on last week's discussion, there still is way more connection than there is difference. And I feel like it's crazy. I feel like we're fighting for the union that even if there are people who see liberal America as the enemy, that that we can't see things that way. And the challenge is to preserve this country as a union of people who might have differences. All right. And that's what we can learn from Orange Cat.
A neighborhood full of cats who all exist peacefully. I want to tell you about one more cat before we get into listening questions. There's a cat that Richard calls the mayor, who is a cat that he owns a block, and he's light gray and white. And then if you walk by and don't pet him, he will follow you and kind of like pester you until you pet him.
The mayor or the godfather?
Right?
Yeah.
Really
who says you can't be in the mob and be the mayor?
You can be anything. That's the joy of power, I guess. I don't know. Do you have any more news? Are you ready to go into listener questions?
You know, yeah. I think we've hit the big ones. There's certainly a lot of other things that happened. I will say, looking ahead, the Affordable Care Act. That's something that try to keep up with that, and that's something that. That we may be talking about next week. We'll see.
Sounds good. Let's have a quick musical stinger and then be right back. Oh boy, how about that music, huh?
Zappy. Or smooth. I'm not sure which one you picked.
Those musical stickers are very fun, by the way, Storm. Thank you for making those.
Oh, thank you.
So we have two anonymous questions this week. If you want to leave us a question, go to ask.fm/sowhatdowedopod and ask us things. Storm, could you read us the first question in one of your question voices, please?
Who do you think should be the next president? Are there people in the field you are excited about?
That's good. I was imagining like a creature from like the Dark Crystal or something while you were doing that. I like that a lot.
I wasn't even thinking. I just go. But I would say any comparison to anything Henson, I'm pleased with that.
Yeah.
The question at hand. What do you think? Who do you think?
I should be the next president.
I would vote for you, sure.
Oh, thank you. I feel like you might be a little bit more tuned in than I am. I really like Kamala Harris, and I follow her on Facebook. And she's a U.S. senator from California who was the Attorney General of California and is just kind of really good at stuff and charismatic and seems to be liberal in ways that I appreciate. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Also, same first name as Miss Marvel, which is a thing that is exciting to me because I really like Miss Marvel.
Hey, you know what? These days where the bar is as far as reasons that people vote for stuff, that is totes legit.
Yeah. How about you?
First, I'm going to dodge the question, but then I will answer it.
You can dodge it. It's your podcast.
Oh, you know what? You're right. But I'm still going to answer it.
Okay.
Or at least sort of. But first, I'm going to dodge. Here I go. It's way too early to think about that.
Yeah.
But the reason is I really believe that there's going to be enough of a crisis that some historically unusual things are going to happen with the leadership of the country.
Yeah.
The craziest would be, you know, if Trump resigns, is deposed, whatever, impeached, however it happens, and depending on how it happens, if it does, if the whole administration goes down and who's deemed to be complicit, if you might need to have basically, no pun intended, an unimpeachable grown-up come in. You know, we're talking about, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, maybe even Colin Powell, like someone who hasn't been in politics, who's respected, just to clean the crap up. But if that doesn't happen, it's so hard to say. It's so hard to say if things actually go 4 years, what is going to happen and who would be the person for those times. That said, here's where I sort of answer it. And I'm not talking about electability or just folks who, when they talk, I really love listening to them. There are two of them, Elizabeth Warren.
Of course.
And Cory Booker.
Oh, cool.
Cory Booker.
Yeah.
Such huge fan of both. I've actually seen Cory Booker speak in person a couple of times. And just people who have such command of issues and thoughtful, and also, we talked about it in a previous podcast, empathy.
Yeah.
And coming from a place of understanding and yet being able to not just hold one's ground, but I believe even persuade people and bring them together. Now, the big question is, are people going to be willing to come together? And that will, I think, in great part, dictate what kind of leader is going to be needed.
Yeah.
Because if you still have this thing where it's just, you know, sorry, if you are at all progressive or liberal, we're simply going to pound you into the dust and tell you you're not American, all the rest, well, then compromise and that type of work simply ain't going to work. But I think that's as much as can be answered right now.
Yeah, good speculating. I like it. I also think that The Rock should maybe not be the president in real life, but they should make a series of maybe 8 to 20 movies where The Rock is president.
I'm for that. Or maybe we adopt the British type monarchy, mm-hmm. where there's not actually any direct power to it, and it's figurehead, and maybe it's not for life, but for, you know, a term. Which in some ways is sort of what Trump is now. It's not like he's actually governing, you know.
Yeah.
So I would, what we do.
I would vote for like 4 years of The Rock just doing photo ops with all different kinds of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a crowdfunding campaign instead of an election. But, you know.
Let's put the campaign to have the Constitution amended. We'll have to decide it's before or after the competitive cat betting competition.
We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. Can you read us the next question so we can keep moving?
Yep. Who are your heroes and role models, and what about them do you try to emulate?
Oh, I like that. It was kind of like a punk band, but also kind of like maybe a TV announcer. I was into it.
Yeah, it was kind of a calliope of things happening there. Just my id peeking out a little bit.
So, yeah, who are your heroes and role models? Storm, do you have people or concepts that you think about that are your heroes that you try to emulate?
You know what? It's I'm sorry, but I've never been a big hero type person. I actually remember way back in maybe it was junior high getting that essay.
Yeah.
Question. And it's simply not being able to come up with a great answer. And what I came up with was Opus the Penguin from Bloom County.
Yes.
And, you know, but again, I wouldn't say that I necessarily wanted to emulate Opus, just that I really liked Opus. But now that I think about it, I I may have.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, express your opinions. Sometimes you're wildly wrong and misinformed. And yet you always more or less end up doing the right thing. At least I hope that's the takeaway there.
Yeah. Interesting. I like that. Yeah, I feel you on that. I find people in my life who have impressive qualities, and then I think about them kind of in my day to day to like, man, if I was more like this person. So I have there's a person who was my boss when I was an RA in college named David, he's just so calm, which is the thing. Mm-hmm. He is able to like people with all different sort of beliefs and backgrounds would confide in him, and he would be able to help them like process and support their own emotions. Mm. Just because he has that that calm and like the ability to like shut up and listen to people that I really don't have. Like I just like immediately react out loud to everything that happens, and I should probably not. And it's a thing I'm working on. So I try to think of like that sort of zen like calm. And then like people who are excited about stuff, I always really, people who can be not reactionary but like actually proactive and excited and going to do things and setting goals and achieving them. So like I remember you showed me some photos from a trip that you took once, and I think about that all the time. It's just like, what a cool thing where you planned a trip and you went on a trip and then you like process the trip and learn from the trip and you're telling other people what you did. Like I never can spend enough time on one subject to like actually process it. So I, in that way, Storm, you're my hero.
Oh, thank you. And you saying that actually brought to mind, I do have heroes. Cause when you were saying that, there's a person, who pops up in my head when, I'm a naturally lazy person. Uh-huh. I am. Adam Savage, actually.
Oh, yeah.
When I have crazy ideas all the time, like, you know, like the cat competitive thing. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, one of them is actually a good idea. And
like that
often,
one.
Yeah, and the thing that will get me off my butt is thinking about Adam and how enthusiastic he is. And it's actually a constant part of his life to do things, you know.
Yeah.
And I find that inspiring. So, yeah, and I think it is good to take inspiration from the people around you.
Yeah. There's also a cat in our neighborhood that I call Statue Cat.
Is Statue Cat an actual statue?
No, Statue Cat's a real cat, but we have a lot of, like, stone lions at the entrances to people's houses in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And Rich and I have a tradition where whenever we see a stone lion, we say, Your Majesty. Because they're the kings of the jungle. And this cat, I thought so much was a statue that I almost said, Your Majesty. And then I was like, wait, no, that's just a cat standing exactly like a lion stands on this porch. Kind of a gray cat. That cat's my hero, too. You know?
It is important sometimes. You know, you got your place. You're centered. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to move you. You know,
yeah,
sometimes.
Ability to just sit and not look at your phone and just exist and take in the world, you know.
That's true. That's good for your mental health. Mm-hmm. Frederick Law Olmsted, the landscape architect, co-designer of Central Park. That was the whole philosophy, was you got to get away, that you reconnect with nature, with your own being. Don't want to get too philosophical, but definitely good to.
Yeah.
To not be tied to things all the time.
I like it. All right, Storm, let's talk a little bit about our sponsor this week. Can we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Well, So What Do You Do? So What Do We Do is sponsored by FaxZero.
At FaxZero.com, you can send five free faxes a day, up to three pages each, to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, including to your elected representatives. What?
And all you have to do is you click the Fax Congress button on FaxZero.com's main page, and you'll get to the special Fax Congress page where they have lists of the reps' fax numbers, and they update them regularly. You just click them, and the rep's name and fax number, it's pre-filled for you.
Yes. If you go to that page, which is also FaxZero.com/most_faxed_reps.php, you can find out which reps are trending over the past day, week, and month, like who is being most faxed and stuff, which I think is really cool. Good analytics, Fax Zero.
No, I love it. I'm getting a picture of, you know, Senator Idiot, whomever it might be, just papers flying at them and they're flailing their arms in the air going, oh, no, I must change my mind now. Pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
These machines are just aimed at them all the time and just spit paper in their face. And for your additional faxing needs, you can choose to pay $1.99 per fax for longer faxes, again, for those of you who are faxing the Constitution to your reps, or if you want to send more than five per day. So
thank you so much, FaxZero.com, for sponsoring So What Do You Do? As now it's time for our main discussion topic this week, Storm. And I actually, here's what I want to do. I want you to talk me through calling one of my reps. And we're going to do it live on air. But first, I have to go grab another phone. So while I'm doing that, you can either talk or don't, and I will be right back.
All right. Well, Angela's getting her phone. I can tell you that we've replaced her coffee with Folgers crystals. Let's see if she notices. I don't think she will, because she's not going to drink coffee at this hour, I suspect. And if she does, she probably has a keen sense of smell, and she's going to know. And do they even make Folgers crystals anymore? Probably. Gosh, I remember when all you could get was instant coffee. My gosh.
Storm, I'm back.
Okay.
Did you do anything scary, or are we all good?
No, we're good. We're good. Are you drinking coffee by any chance?
I am. It's not very good today.
Well, that's because we've replaced your coffee with Folgers crystals.
Oh no! Actually, we did. We did it at the studio, and they're actually better, I think, than what we ended up.
All of us together, we did that. We all sneaked in. All right. Everyone was carrying one grain.
Oh, all Folgers. Of our listeners.
That's, yeah, they all piled in. That's why the carpet might look a little trampled right now.
Oh, that makes sense. Wonderful. So Storm, I'm going to 5calls.org.
Yeah, I do recommend that one. It's very easy. There's some other great ones out there, but this is all reliable.
And I think I'd like you and I to sort of talk through this like a listener or anyone might when they're deciding to call.
Okay.
First
thing.
Yeah.
So you see it, and it says 5 calls, and at the top, it says more issues. I'm on the wrong spot. There we go. Make your voice heard.
That's me.
On the top left, it should say your location. Does it say your correct location?
It does.
All right. And then you'll see along the left are a bunch of issues under the heading "What's important to you." So they're not telling you what you have to call about. Mm-hmm. Do you see something you like there? What do you like?
Let's see. Protect affordable health care in my state. That sounds encouraging.
Yeah, I think that's a timely one.
Excellent.
Right now. That is timely. Okay, go ahead, and there's a little radio button if you click that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and click it.
I clicked it, and it says the ACA repeal bill passed by the House of Representatives provides significantly more autonomy at the state level in protecting and removing access to affordable health care. So it is asking me to call my governor, Kate Brown, who I love, because the state now kind of holds more power to decide critical issues on Medicaid and all of this stuff. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so you got the background on what the issue is, so you actually know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
And so you have the picture of your rep and their phone number. You see all that. And then, hey, look, there's actually a script down there. So
there is.
You don't even have to think. So I don't know if you just want to go ahead and call and play this out.
I'm going to call and play this out. So, Storm, I'm going to take you out of my ears if you want to pretend like you are my representative or are my governor, or just kind of talk through what you think is happening so that there's not silence. People will just hear my part of the conversation. Does that make sense?
Sure. What is the name of your governor again?
Her name is Kate Brown. She's great.
Okay. Kate right. Brown.
All right. Here we go. It's ringing. Ringing.
Bring. Bring. Yep.
Still ringing. Uh-huh. This is very exciting.
Uh-huh. And by the way, this is normal.
It's closed
often
because it's Memorial Day.
Yeah, yep. But often there will be a voicemail that you can leave a message on. That is still super important. Super important. They actually do check those and log them.
Okay, I'm leaving a voicemail. It's all happening.
Hi, you've reached Karen Brown's personal email voicemail service thing. Leave a message because it's really important, and anything you tell me, I'm going to do it. So go ahead and tell me what's important to you. I represent you, and therefore I want to hear what you have to say. And if enough of you really let me know, we're going to do some stuff here. We're gonna clean up the little corners where dust is gathering.
Oh, hello. My name is Angela Weber, and I'm a constituent from Portland. I'm calling today because I'm extremely concerned about the AHCA, which strips away protections for the sick and the elderly. If the AHCA passes, state governments will have increased power, so I expect the governor to commit to upholding fair rates and minimum coverage standards, including coverage for pre-existing conditions. My zip code is... Thank you very much. Goodbye. That was stressful, Storm. That was stressful.
And that's it. You did great. And you know what? And that's great. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. And when you reach a live for reals person, honestly, it's not much different than that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you put in your zip code.
Yeah, they asked for that. They asked for my name and zip code, which I may edit out.
Oh, yeah. You might want to edit out your zip code.
But that's awesome that, yeah. I was stressed.
How do you feel now?
I feel good. I gotta be honest, just like talking to Kate Brown's voicemail, there was a lot of pre-roll, I'm sure you noticed, in the voicemails, but she's just great, and it made me excited to talk to her voicemail and just know that, like, yeah, they're going to tally my opinion. I feel like I did something. I told people how I feel, which is good.
Yeah, you are now directly engaged with our representative democracy. I mean, at a fundamental level, you didn't just turn your Twitter icon, you know, purple.
Yeah.
These are people that can actually do this stuff, and that's the purpose of why they are there. So good on you, Angela Azer.
Yay, that was great. I recommend doing that, everybody. And actually, while we're here, I think it's time to roll straight into serving suggestions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, totally. In fact, one of the serving suggestions was to call your congressfolk or senators or governors. And the one, actually, the Affordable Care Act is a great one to do right now because Congress is going back into session. And even though there's talk about them kicking it down the road a piece because it's wildly unpopular, it cannot hurt to keep that pressure up. So if you go to 5calls.org or fax zero, you can do it that way. And, you know, you can even, if you're not getting through, you can take that script, put it in a fax, zoom. There you go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now, the other one that's active, and there is this, there's a script for this as well, is to oppose the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement.
Yes, please.
And this has to do with that cleaving between ourselves and our traditional allies, non-autocratic allies. So that would be a serving suggestion right there. That's one.
Yes, that's very good. Very good.
All right. Another one. And by the way, all these items are enabled by Pat Rothfuss's activism newsletter. This is a project that I have an advisory role and is really terrific. There are three newsletters that have gone out so far. It doesn't have a website at this point, but we'll leave links in the appropriate place on sowhatdowedo.com.
sowhatdowedopod.com.
There we go. Or you can probably just Google Pat Rothfuss activism newsletter and find it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm drawing these items from actually our one of our activist folks who assemble them.
Yay. So, awesome.
Wanted to give them credit. Boycotting Trump products, real estate, hotels, resorts, everything. And
yes.
Once you've done that, you can boycott the stores that carry merchandise from Trump family brands. And this is not simply a petty thing, but the fact that it's a massive conflict of interest that using this entire apparatus for one's personal wealth is a really horrible thing, as well as if you believe that Donald Trump is a horrible person, which I'm not shy to say, I believe that is true.
Yeah,
you can
it's
go
a great
to,
thing to do if you want to be an autocrat. It seems like the very model of autocratic behavior, so in that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, why not? But if you go to grabyourwallet.org, there's information and backup to that information about those businesses that do traffic in Trump stuff. And there's other good stuff there, too. So check that out.
Yeah. Like it.
And do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right. Cardio. Cardio.
Yeah. Go and meet
Take
the cats
walk.
In your neighborhood.
Yeah. They're there for you.
Yeah.
You know? Or if you have a treadmill or something at home, or jogging, biking, swimming, yoga, whatever, you know, get moving. And that's just a generally good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, in uncertain times, you know, if the best defense against a knife attack is running the F away.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's highly unlikely that any of us are going to be in that situation.
Yeah. But just get your body ready, get your mind clear so that you can act more and think more and talk more, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I made a concerted effort several years ago to get more active after a long period of inactivity. And it's crazy, like, how much more active the brain is, and
yeah.
Also require less sleep. And that's kind of counterintuitive. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, if you're
cardio.
Able to do that, if that's a thing that your body will let you do, try it
out. Yep, however you can, however you like. And I think that's plenty enough.
That's it. That's our podcast. That's So What Do We Do? Do you have any final words, Storm, you'd like to give to the people?
You know, like my good friend Opus always said, frankly, I can't remember anything that he said.
Yeah.
So,
I think,
you know, keep on trucking. I'm pretty sure that was his.
Yeah, keep on trucking. I think I want to make sure that we copyright the cat petting championship that people know. But please check that out.
Someone wants to do a logo for that. That could get us going.
And yeah, all of those things, the lessons we learned from the cats this week, I think, are really the important ones.
Yep.
Yeah, you can find So What Do We Do Pod on Twitter and Facebook and sowhatdowedopod.com. Thank you for the tweets. We've got some really nice messages. Would it be okay if I said them? Do you think?
Heck yeah.
Give a little shout out to the nice people who are talking to us. Uh-oh, I gotta log into Twitter. Here we go. I have too many Twitter accounts. David Carroll just joined us. Josh Lyson just joined us. Clara Kelly. And just a bunch of nice people saying nice things. So thank you so much for joining us and for talking to us on the tweets. We love it.
It is important to us, and you know, let's all look after each other, and
yeah.
I mean everybody.
Yeah, that's all for us. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.